on Saturday of this coming weekend is the Salisbury Winter Sports Association Ski and Skate Sale. We've been doing this for, I don't know how long, 40 years maybe. It's been in different locations, but I think it too is kind of misunderstood. Not everybody realizes what it's all about. We sell both used and new winter sports equipment. You can get people bring their equipment in to sell. They put very reasonable prices on. It's really a buyer's market here, because whether it's used or new equipment, it's priced very friendly. You can get a pair of beat-up figure skates just your size for maybe $2, but a decent pair of hockey skates for $20. People bring in their stuff the day before, and I'll get to that in a minute because that's an important component here. But we have conversations with people. They say, well, how much should I charge? Well, you can charge this because it's worth it, but if you really want to sell it, you know, other items like it will be selling for this. And we'll have that conversation. We decide on prices, and on we go. But we also have a huge amount of new equipment. A man with a business up in Springfield who buys distressed bankrupt ski shop inventory, they bring thousands of items down, and downhill ski packages, cross-country ski packages, snowboards, snowshoes, parkas, hats, gloves, mittens, goggles, socks, everything you can imagine. People do their Christmas shopping at this event, and those prices are very reasonable too. It's held at the firehouse, Lakeville Hose Company, in that big cavernous room that normally holds five fire trucks. The good folks at Lakeville Hose and take their trucks away so we can have the space. We fill up that whole big area with inventory. So it's a great sale. And by the way, I guess in the interest of full disclosure, I am one of the directors of SWASA. So I probably, if I seem to kind of promote SWASA events more than others, I'm guilty. I'll say it right out front. This is one of the things that people don't understand. The sale on Saturday is 8 to 11. It's a very intensive 3 hours. The door is locked till 8. When it's opened, about a line of 50 people or so are already waiting. The sale itself happens on Saturday. Now, people who have things to sell, they have used equipment, they have to bring that in on Friday afternoon and evening. From 4 to 7 on Friday, the day before the sale, that's when you bring your equipment in, and we spend a lot of time tagging it, putting the name, the amount that we decide to ask for it. We fill out a separate sheet with a detailed description of each piece of equipment, the people's names and contact information. It takes a lot of time, but that's why we have to do that the day before, because once the sale starts, every year somebody will come in at 8 and say, I want to sell these things. Sorry, we can't do it. There's kind of a managed pandemonium that takes place on Saturday morning, and there is no opportunity to tag and do all that stuff. That's why we do it the night before. From 4 to 7 on Friday afternoon and evening, that's when you bring your equipment in. As I said, the sale goes from 8 to 11. From 11 to noon, that's when people come in who were selling their used equipment. They can either get their money or if they have equipment that didn't sell, they can pick it up and take it home. And SWASA doesn't take a cut of that. Like if you say you brought in several pieces of equipment, you made $100 on it, you get that $100. SWASA doesn't take a cut of that. For us, the fundraiser element comes in because lots of people will say, you know what, I don't really want to take this stuff home again. We'll give it to SWASA. And then we'll sell it the following year. That's part of how we make money. And the other part is that we get a percentage of the new equipment that sells. So between the two, if you're looking to sell your equipment, one of the great things, like for families especially, you've got a couple of kids that are involved in sports and footwear especially. They outgrow stuff every year. You got a pair of hockey skates. They've outgrown it. You can put a price tag of $20, $25 on a very good pair of skates, and it's a good chance it'll sell. But you might also find the next size up that fits them for $20 to $25. So if the stars are all aligned, you sell what you wanted to sell, you get what you needed to have, it could be a financial wash, and how good is that? So anyway, it's a very popular event. And we hope people will come. You can go to the website, Supporting the Cause, and get the details, or you can go to jumpfest.org. That's the SWASA website, and get the details, and hope to see you there. It's a very, it's just wild. It's fun. It's like I said, it's managed pandemonium, but everybody's in the Christmas spirit, and everybody's excited about what they're getting, and it's just a great event.